Hey, beautiful. How he had patience all these years. His work always came first, so he didn't see to his own health or pleasure or
well-being
and all that. His work always came first. So this keeping silent was not nice. Holding that every day of your life, every minute, every second, all the time, remember not a sound. So what strain that is to, and then that sacrifice not to sing, not to speak, is for so many of us. That's why young ones love Baba, because Baba's love was for you, each one. Very dearly Baba loved. Only we can't see it, but now I can see it. Because you all love Baba, so I know Baba's loved you so dearly. That is why you are here. It's not just by chance. Baba said, my love brings you to me, Baba said.
When you were in Missouri, was it cold?
Yes. It's supposed to be warm, but it was cold. Warm means April, spring. Spring had finished. March and beginning of April. Then middle of April, it was very, very cold. It was all in a warm garden. But walking the sun for miles, then it got warm and nice, you know. But yes.
But you got the mountains?
Yes. Walked through the pine forest and all that. It was very lovely. Then from our house was, Missouri itself is 7,000. That's not much, but 7,000 is much because it's the foothills of the Himalayas. But it is very well populated. Means there are schools there, convent there, then another school maybe.
It's like a
town. We couldn't see the school. That was far away on another peak of the mountain. No, it was very up and down like that. It was very far to go. We didn't go there, but we heard there were schools there and there were clubs and gymkhanas and what do you call them, libraries. Very nice on a big scale, very beautiful, because in those days British rule, British used to come, many Westerners and many the Rajas and the Maharanis, they were well-to-do those days, you know. But now, after the states have emerged, emerged means
there's
no more there. There are no more any Rajas. Even the title is taken away. Indira Gandhi did that also. So, yeah. She said that, Jai Baba.
Jai Baba.
So that's how it is. We don't talk about that, but it was not nice what she did anyway. At least she should have let them have the title.
Did Baba like it in Missouri?
Oh, yes.
He went for a vacation.
Yeah. 52 accident. After 52, that is in August, September, when we came here, Baba's leg was all right because it was not in the joint. It was here, shin bone, I think, a bit lower here, the left leg. And so that mended well in Switzerland also. I mean, yes, it mended, but when he came here, then it mended completely. And he could walk very confidently. So he used to, back and forth, he used to walk like before from the garden, from Mandali to the garden, to come here and have his meal, go back. And if he had to say something, ask him. He would say something, he would come back and go back. He used to walk back and forth. That is 52, October. Then in November, I think Baba went to give darshan in Hamirpur, Andhra. As soon as his leg was all right, he went. But he told the Mandali that they should be like protect him. Because he knew there would be thousands, and there were thousands, a sea of heads, and all pushing. Everybody thinks that so many people, so many, will they get the last one standing there? Will they have the turn to come near Baba and darshan? So they were getting frantic, and so they're pushing, pushing. So was, and these Mandali had all held their hands like that because they would all be pushing on Baba, you know. They took great care of Baba that he should not be inconvenienced with the leg, you know, he has to be safe for that. So it's a very beautiful film would have been, but Pascal, what is his name? Gabriel Pascal, he let Baba down or let everybody down. He said he would come and take this film, and we waited for him, he never came. All right, but why didn't the Mandali prepare? He might come or not come. Why have such a, what would you call it? Trust of something, trust him so implicitly, because he's in the West now, is he coming out? So should we prepare another camera, another, what do we call them? Even professional cameraman. Never mind, we could have paid him, but that film would be beautiful for Baba Lava to see. It was really, very beautiful. And everybody being fruit, you know. There are mountains of banana, mountains of coconut, mountains of flowers, and the sea of heads, heads. So much. It was very beautiful, and Baba on flowers and garden, very lovely. And then Baba had to then climb the car on the top, to sit on the top of the car, you know, from there, because the others all could see him. And very lovely. And then his car went through thousands of these, and they're making way for the car very slowly. It was really beautiful. It had been a lovely film. And there was must be much more, but I don't remember. I was not there. So,
They had that film with the 1954.
54, that's his year. Andhra?
Uh-huh. Mm. Which is very much like that. I mean, not. I mean, it must have been different. Maybe not so many people. But still, all those people in Baba on the car.
On the car, yes. It's a beautiful film. Now I remember, I've seen a picture of Baba sitting on the,
roof.
On the roof of the car, yes.
And the sun is shining.
But yes, that was on a small scale. This was on a very grand scale.
You know what?
Even Baba said that it would be nice if somebody had taken a picture. It was very beautiful, like that, Baba said.
You know what I marked there? I went there to
take it that way, no. Because Baba said there was nobody to take film. Pascal promised and he didn't come. Baba said, that just means no good. No, this means no good.
No good.
No, Baba said that. He would have liked to take the film taken. It would have been wonderful.
Next Advent.
Yeah. And what about now? We want to see what about.
But Mara, one thing, it's good on Baba's birthday in 1937, there's that movie.
Yeah, but that was not Baba Lava who took the film, so he makes a mistake every time. Every time he wants to see more of Baba, he stops the film and shows us the people who are coming for darshan and all the poor people. All right. For 1 second, he shows that so many people are going to come. No, it goes on, and we get tired looking at the. You know what I mean to say? Mm-hmm. All these
books.
Yeah, what are they called? Hindus?
Baba,
who have come for prasad and all that.
How
local people?
Poor and all
poor clothes and all that. Already you get a glimpse of them. It's enough. You know, it goes on this one and then that one. Oh, that crowd, this crowd. And then again, it repeats, go on and on. We get tired and we want to see Baba. Where is Baba? He was not a Baba lover, so he made that mistake.
But it's so beautiful because the moment Baba comes on screen, he stands out.
Of course.
He's so beautiful, so graceful.
And then, everyone's lined up eating, and Baba is sitting there eating. They go past Baba and go and look at some Westerner, Garrett Ford or something, and the camera's on him. Baba's right next to him, and you don't
see
Baba.
You see his arms.
And
we
shouldn't have done that.
In that
37. Yes.
37
years.
They go past Baba. And Baba looks so beautiful, eating things, moving, sitting, you just want to look at him, and they go on right past Baba, and they go on and they show you some other person eating.
Yeah. The way it's done, you can barely believe.
That's what I'm saying, you're not a Baba lover, that's what happened.
The other
it was a great mistake.
They wanted to make a joke.
There's so much, this shows nasty, all right, a little bit, how the river is flowing, where it's going to fall, the water. Who cares to see a river bend? Just one glimpse is enough. But there are many, temples. What is this?
Big deal.
Yes, too much. Many feet of his camera was useless. Useless pictures he took. Huh? I remember 37, really beautiful picture. Baba all the time. especially when Baba's wearing those flowers, The Mahmudans have that way, Sahara, it's called Sahara. Sahara, yes, Mahmudans' way of when a bridegroom that way. They do. Hindus have a different way. Flowers are tied here, bride and bridegroom both. Like that. But it's not every time, fresh flowers get stained by the evening. So their way of doing is this, paper flowers. As long as the decoration is there, paper flowers. Like this. They hang here. Or many bunches are here, paper flowers. Or in a separate strands, and then here, and they went to the crown. Some of them put a crown on the head, on the mask, on the body, bridegroom. Oh, the Hindus do a lot of fuss like that anyway. And those people are to be married, they feel nice and important, you see. This one is a lifetime, though. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That is, Mohammedans do that. Mohammedans do that. That's called Sairan. That's what the Mohammedans had brought, this kind of flower for Baba. Like, all covered. Baba was not seen. Oh, all flowers were very lovely. They put it on. And then Baba does this, and then his face is seen. As soon as face is seen, the film, they don't... finished. Well, Baba must have walked in that. How lovely. Baba must have talked to somebody standing there. Must have gone to a seat and was seated there. Sure, a little bit more. No.
You really treasure those few seconds.
Yeah, exactly. You treasure those few seconds.
Do you know what is beautiful?
Very good, Baba looks so happy.
Yeah. It's hard for us to imagine, though. We think of him for a few moments like that in the film, you know. But it's hard for us to imagine that through his life he was like that, you know, whether he was, you know, happy or whether he was suffering, you know, with that same one 3 years ago. I can't imagine.
No, yeah. Nobody can imagine. Baba said, "Don't try to understand me, just love me." Try to imagine him. Try to, you know, reason and all that. But regard is so deep and fathomless. Anyway, the films that we have, we are grateful for that even. No, the few that we have, there are quite many, they see. The one, as you say, Vandara, there must be in Hamipur. So is that film? No, Hamipur, shame. Anyway. Now let us see. There are many things. I've been speaking
Baba
poetry.
Baba had to tell it in the Delmonico.
Yeah.
Right.
The film. Oh. But I never knew how to use a movie camera, and I didn't read the literature, how to work it, you know. Well, I thought I just can see Baba through the viewer, and that was enough. And I started taking the film, but the light was not right, or what we call exposed. It's a pity, but it is, what do you call it? The Baba's scene, Baba with Mastan. Lovely it was, very lovely. Baba's playing with Mastan and all that, and very sweet, very, just 5 minutes it would take to see, but has a small camera, and there's too much light. I didn't know it was too much sunshine and all that. It's a bit pale, but it's clear, it can be seen, but it's pale, a bit too much light.
No, that's a nice movie. I've seen that movie.
You've seen that?
Yeah. Mom's sitting there and playing with Mastan, and Mastan's playing.
No, that was another one. That Mani has taken that after we knew how to take picture, and there was another camera, Behram's camera, I think. But this was one Phyllis Adair had given me, you know, and I didn't know how to work it.
It's a bit hard to work.
Yeah.
There was one movie taken.
I think it was a professional one, but it was taken a very early time on Baba's birthday. And Hera and all were there in the picture. And Mani was very, very small girl then. But the thing is that Pascal had wanted to make a film of Baba's. And he wanted some earlier shots, so that film was sent to him. And he never found trace of it again. Mm.
Yes, that film is lost. One film is lost completely.
And you had been shown.
I don't remember.
Very young.
I don't know about that, my being in it. I don't remember at all. But this I remember, procession and the one, Baba's feet are being washed and Baba's hair, lovely, there's light on his hair, it's all shining. Yes, it's very beautiful. Certain shots are very beautiful. Then you see the procession and Baba in the procession and then what happens. I forget now. Very lovely it is, but the whole thing lost.
There's another film.
Because Valerie, Pascal's wife, she's got it. She said, now she says she hasn't got it. Maybe she wants more money. Like,
she doesn't know anything about
what is his name? So Van Gastrin? Now he knows that Baba lovers want his film, and he starts to sort of. Does it even want his heart share? He's so quiet, also, no sound comes out of him, nothing. He just eats and. That's not my type of pet.
Turtles have been.
What's his name? Bendu. Because I've learned so beautiful, most of them. Most of them. Yes, very lovely. Did they buy? This is well, both with out, both avatars. But now we are in time Baba has come again.
Oh my! Mira, look who just...
Then the eyes are rested. It's very such minor delay, then that's good for the eyes.
How long do you have to do it for?
The posture like this is very good for the eyes. Yes,
like
because yes, when lying down, before going to rest in the afternoon or something, just palm for 1 minute palming and then leave eyes shut or then fall asleep. If not, then never mind if you see the light, but as long as you've done palm. When you're reading, you're so engrossed in reading that you just want to get to the end of the story or end of the page, but you don't remember that your eyes are being used, you don't care. You're so interested, but that is wrong. That's wrong. You have to remember you're using your eyes, and so you must, after reading half a page or one page, you just look away in the trees, or look around, or do a little bit palming, just half a minute, 1 minute. That helps. All the time, the white paper and the print, and the white paper and print, that concentration concentration not of the mind, of the eyes. You're looking on the sleeping and you look like this. That's not so nice. But it was good when you came to Baba. Baba stopped completely reading, so then the same eyes, maybe. I didn't read at all. No, for so many years I didn't read. Since 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32. Then I don't know, 33, went 34, maybe 34 then, must be 34. 10 years after that, Baba, Mani asked Baba, she had comics, you know, comic book, what do you call the paper? Children's comics? Mm-hmm. Well, she told Baba, these comics are like innocent children and all that, so it's fun to read, you know. Could Mera read? I said, Baba said, yes. And then, what time did we have? The little time we had sometimes to take and read, and I still like it. And she had school girls' books, you know. But what is called school girls'? There's another book also, I don't know what it's called, and the school girls, you know, the school girls, children, girls, very lovely. And that is very nice to read also. I had gathered them all like that. But when the new life came, and in a bag, all these lovely things were there, you know, and I kept them very nice. Maybe later on it will come useful to give it to children some money, because that those days we didn't have any children to give it to anyway, even the bag. And then when the new life came, I think, Mani took the whole thing and just want to get rid of it. I said, leave some books. No, why do you want a novel? Yes, all right. Then it went and never saw those things again. So now you can't buy them, can't have them, you see. It's a real pity. Otherwise, one of them, the little magazine, Thin One, was very lovely. The last story is always about a naughty girl, you know, imp. She's called imp.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you see those in old second-hand bookstores in Bangalore, in Madras.
Yeah, but we want others to read it. It is called The Lady in Grey. Did you ever hear that name? It's old, very old-time background clothes, you may call it, and everything, but it's a very beautiful story.
What's it about?
I don't remember the story. This I know that we enjoyed very much. I read it, I liked it very much, then I told Mani, read this, it's very... Mani read it, oh yes, it's very... Then he said, we must read it, Baba. So then, when Baba had come from Mastur and all, we read it to him, Baba liked it also. But the book was so old, it was falling apart. That means so many people had read it. It was from a Satara library, but we couldn't keep the book. We had to return it. Otherwise, I would have swiped it. Yes, Baba liked it so much. What's wrong? We can put one book in its place and take that book. Yeah, it's nice. After many days, I again read it. Baba would enjoy it again. It's a very lovely story, you know, mysterious and this and that. So that was that. People have love for reading.
What was the
name? The Lady in Grey. But some say there are two of this same name. You must find the one that must be written in 1800.
The earliest one.
Must be a long time ago. But already it was a very old book. As I said, it was falling in pieces.
A big, fat book.
Nice, yeah, that thick. must be that thick, big, that big. Ordinary, yeah, ordinary storybook size, but thickish. And pages had gone yellow also. So, so old time. In the time of the British, you know, maybe 100 years old. Jai Baba, how is best? Very beautiful. See how beautiful you can compose.
Pardon?
You compose so beautifully, and the tune also.
I find it.
Feel marvelous atmosphere, maybe, and then your mind is relaxed. That's what I feel.
Yes.
You stay in Chicago, don't you? Put my hand first in the manure. I was doing something with the rose, but after waving goodbye to you all, it was still light, so Mary went this way, so I said, I also go and see. And how did I bent over bougainvillea, you know, flower pot, and said, what is this manure? What have they done? So I put my fingers in it to see what it was. This is a mistake. I shouldn't have done it anyway. I didn't know what was going to happen later on. As Kabiji says, the next moment you don't know what's going to happen anyway. What happened was this. I forgot that. I put my hand in the manure and it's not nice. But I should have come in and now straight away washed my hands. But still I was going under the arch. And the arch, there were two branches of, what do you call them? The creepers of the bougainvillea or some other bougainvillea. But they were fine strands and they were... how do you say, touching your head when you pass underneath. So I said, why do they break this off? So I tried to break it off and then it was getting dark, you know, sunset and all that. I didn't see the thorn though there. When I did this, the thorn went right in my finger. But it was not a straight thorn. I couldn't take out my, I couldn't pull my finger off. I pulled and pulled my, I said, Babri. I said, what's this piece of flesh going to come out? What's going to happen? And then anyway, I had to pull my finger out and then there was started bleeding and whatnot. I said, Baba, what with the manure and that is not nice. You know, it's not nice. You know, it causes tetanus and whatnot. I came running in with while my hand like this with drops of blood on it. I told Gavin, Gavin was doing something, money, looking after money, blood pressure. I said, Gavin, leave everything, please come first here and clean my finger and apply iodine and so on. Nothing happened. I mean, nothing tore. I mean, Mirabed? No. The toe of my sandal caught in the what do you call it, the steps. On the step. Because what happened when we have, had stockings? Zebaba. Zebaba. You know, when you foot down. The toe. I don't remember. So I tried to, in a hurry I was. But it was a mistake, there was no need for me to go in there because I went in there to find a scarf that I put there and it was not there. Somebody had brought it already in my room, but I didn't know, nobody told me about it. So I went to, as I'm here, I get my scarf and then go. So I'm in a hurry, step over the step, you know, but that, what do you call it? Stone step, yes. So that heel caught on the step here like that. The heel caught here, but before that I was going forward so far that I fell forward. And I tried to support myself, break the fall by the hand, but that also seized because then you hurt the hand. But somehow I was saved because, you know, that wooden thing, what do you call the threshold? On the threshold like this, you know, and my hand went on my, the weight of my body was on my hand. All like this, and the steps here, everything. But I was not hurt. Yes, that strain I felt that moment, it was painful. But somehow Anna Rosa applied something, and I was given arnica pills and whatnot. I got over it. I said, Baba, I'm glad Baba saved me. Otherwise, with a broken arm, what would I have looked at? What would I have done? You know, Mirabai, so far from the hospital. But Baba saw to that. Anyway, so one must take care when climbing a step or something.
Do you have them?
Don't run.
Huh?
Don't
No, yeah. I made a mistake. I didn't know that I was going to fall. Yeah, Jai Baba. Okay, Sunday. Enjoying the record. He would be walking with Baba to the dining room from his room and breakfast. And there Baba read his telegrams, the card, birthday cards and the telegram. His birthday and the nice birthday cake also used to decorate.
What kind did you usually make? Did you have different kinds all the time?
No, what?
Birthday cake, you say.
No, not from outside. I mean, you don't make it at all.
Oh, some of the...
You can't just make birthday cakes. None of us would. No, that is his profession. He sent from Pune, it's nearby guy, my son. He said, no, it's his mother. See? Sometimes, Gulnar means Mani's niece. And so on. He said. Then I give Baba a slice of birthday cake. A little time before you.
You would celebrate it on the 25th then,
would you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. 25th, right. Sometime, from 1965, I think, Baba told us to celebrate only on 25th of February. Only keep one day only. But this is being auspicious day, so we said, no, we don't celebrate, we are not celebrating, but the day is auspicious with Baba, according to Gujarati calendar, was born on this day. Meher Roj and Tish, no, Meher Mahino is the, Mahino is the month, is called Meher. We have, as like January, February, you have, so we have names to the months and names to every day of the month. 30 names, 30 days. And yet we have a big day, the names that...
I just wondered, is every month different?
Yeah, every month is different. Month, the name of the month in Uttari calendar was Meher. And that is why I see my named Baba Meherwan. But the day is different. The day of the... you know, the 30 days of the month? That is Teshta. No, not Teshta Rijab, but this is Tir month that was named Meher month. The month was Meher, and the day was Tir. Tir.
Is that like
T-I-R?
No, yeah,
what was just the projection?
Yes, yeah. He asked us what, when we were, and Mehrabad? We were, like how we say. not quite new. Some after them, some months after we were in Mehrabad, some months after that we were. Baba one day asked us what day of the month were you born? No, day of the month. Then we knew this, and each one said. There are many of us. My friend, my sister had come also. The small Korshe, the big Korshe, Naja, myself, and. Naja and myself. He was not there. Miru was not there. So then we, Baba asked, I was born on Arsi Swang. It's very long. But Arsi Swang is a nice day. Arsi Swang. Arsi Swang. It says, I don't know what meaning it has. Anyway, there was another person who said some word that is the day when Baba made fun of that name, you know, just Baba likes to catch somewhere where he can make it sound comic and make us laugh or something. Laugh means isn't it funny? Yeah. So that name was... But Baba sounded the other way and sounded another funny pronunciation sounded. You know what Baba, how Baba said, I can't say how to, but then of course we all had to laugh and then the girl felt a bit shy. Baba said, no, it's okay, it's a very nice day. So each one had different names of the month. Very nice. And so according to wedding also, people take certain day, you know, on this day only you can wed, you know, that day is not so nice. So on, they choose the day of the month which is best. And then she used to bake them. She and her sister-in-law both used to come and bake it, and then like this, and then they clean it with the husk, they clean the husk, and all these green, lovely baked things they give us, you know, and we eat it, you know, they're very happy because we like it, you know, and all that. And Jai Baba. This Mamrit's father, he's all about it. Then we had, from new life, we had come together too. And we were in this bungalow somewhere far, not near their house, we were still there at Doom Town, but a very lovely bungalow it was, you know, we wish we could have stayed there. It was so lovely, it was very nice. Every room had carpets, and lovely beds, and this and that, everything very nice, well-ordered bathrooms, and lovely big porch, broader than this, with lattice work, very big diamonds, like that, and a few vines here growing. Very pretty outside. There was a lawn and the rose bushes and I don't know what all there was. And there was a lovely orchard here. Everything very beautiful there, Aduna. And this house, why was it so beautiful? It belonged to a Western lady. Mrs. Pratt, yes, Mrs. Pratt. Mrs. Pratt. So, yes, Mrs. Pratt, I think. It was Mrs. Pratt. Anyway, she had no heir, so she had given it to the YMCA.
Women's is W.
She had given it. But it was good. It was not still occupied by those people, by the government, you know. It was still, the time was not right to give it away. This bungalow, it was just waiting for the right time that she had given it to. So that time it happened that when we came to Dehradun after all tired walking on, we had come to Moradabad, very near Dehradun. A 3 hours run in the trail maybe, but to walk would have taken very long because very long road to Dehradun. But in Najibabad, not Moradabad, Najibabad, then of course Mandi finds out, they talk to the people like that, and they found out you cannot go walking from here to Dehradun because you have to go through forests. Deep forests, and those forests have elephants in it. So Baba said, no, Baba, we don't go walking in there because we have these, I know what, give many of us, and what were the, we had two little donkeys, and I don't know, a couple of oxen and the white horse and everything, so we didn't dare to go. If there are elephants, there must be tigers also. Anyway, so we had to go in the train. It's a long story. I mean, we went on the train, we got to the, what do you call it? It's a long story. How we, Baba, it was very, very cold. Must not think that this is the climate. It was freezing. Freezing. So freezing. And we, without tea, we had started in the train. And here, empty and cold. And it was so cold. And Baba said, never mind, when the big station comes, we'll have tea. So, that promise of tea kept us alive, you know. Very funny it was, you have no idea. And Naja, Maghavi cannot do without tea. She was not feeling happy at all. But you know, the four of us walked with Baba, Mandi was settled. The station, Baba was told where the station was. No, Baba must have been. They have shown Baba where the road was, not very far away. But so early in the morning, we got up. What time was it now? At 2 o'clock, we got up, we packed a few things and all that. Bedding in, but not in this caravan. And we started with Baba after washing this. And then at 3 o'clock in the morning, very, very cold. Ooh, like this. Baba said, never mind, we'll have tea later. So we thought maybe at the station we'll have tea, you know. The promise kept us all alive. And then we went to the station, a nice big station, everything. Baba said, you all stand here on the platform, and when the train comes in, they tell you which compartment to get in, you know? And then you get in the, it will be a ladies' compartment, so on. And so we waited, the train would come just now, and we were all very cold, standing there, shivering, and just, you have no idea, it was so very, very cold, severely cold it was. And here, Gavi was all dying for just one cup of tea. Oh, no tea. Anyway, what happened was this, we're standing, we were looking like, is Baba coming or not? Baba coming. No train, and no Baba at the moment. We stood there. And then a train came along. No train. Oh, the train has come. Now, when will we tell us? No, the train goes stop there for 15 minutes or 10 minutes. It's a long time. So we're still standing there. Nobody had come to us. But a butler all, you know, white at that time, you know. What year was 49? So the British were not there. It was not yes, Indian rule, what is it called? Independent. So then I mean, still there must be some high class people, what do you call them? Some people on who had ordered tea, so this butler all well dressed, you know, white and stiff, what do you call this, iron things, you know, very, yes. And he has lovely tea tray in his hand, and he's coming very pompously like that, you know, from far. I saw my lovely tea tray with the cozy cover, and there was a sugar pot, everything, very lovely, and tea, what do you call it, cups, you know, cups and all that, the tray was coming like this, very pompously like that. Yes, so I said, oh my, how lovely that tea must be, you know. So I said, Gavin, I think that tea is coming for us, Baba must have sent it for us. Because yes, oh, how lovely. She didn't know I was putting a leg. And I want just, so I want to see what's going to happen. But poor Gavin, she turned around to see, well, really, the man is coming towards us. She's so happy. So when the man came towards us and passing by, he goes, oh, we are here. Give the tray to us. The man said, no. And he was trying to pull the tea tray. And the man said, what is he? I said, no, Gavin, I'm just fooling. Please, Gavin, no. It's not for us. What, not for us? No, I'm just fooling. Why are you fooling like this? How bad was that? I'm pulling the thing from his hand and he's saying, no, like that, you know. Anyway, the man, it was not too much of struggle. Just he touched the tray and then man said, no, not for you. I said, Baba, don't. Gavin was dying for tea, that was so much and so cold she was. Anyway, the man went and we all looked so, you know, sort of crestfallen, you know, and we waited. But no tea came in class and Baba came. Baba said, Mandi said to get into this compartment or something like that. And so we found a ladies' compartment. It was there near us, and so we got in there. Baba said, you know, when the big station comes, then you all have tea and breakfast, all nice, with bread and butter also. Yes, Baba. We were very happy, bread and butter and tea, very nice. We were just dying to have one slice of bread and butter and one cup of tea. But it was a very funny thing happened. So we thought the first station that will come, you know, will be the big station, and we'll have tea. So never mind, it was so cold in the train. The train is not like Western train. Warm and all that, there are cracks in here and then, you know, cracks mean the doors all rattly. And so through that cold air, zoom, like ice darts, you know, like that. Ooh, more cold we're feeling in the train, so outside it was better. Inside the train, we huddled together, rather. And there was one very rich lady, you know, she's all overcoat and what do you call it, a blanket, she was, her child was sleeping there. We either looked at how nice she's resting and with a lovely, a blanket and overcoats, and she's warm and cozy. And here we all like orphans sitting, no tea and all shivering like that. When the station came, oh, we look so bright. There, station come at last. Baba will come and bring the tea, no? We're looking at the door. No, nothing happening, no. No, Baba. And the train, in 3 minutes, it cooked and started. No, it's not a big station. It's supposed to be a small station. Oh, it's a small station. It was a night time. Means it is now 3 o'clock, you know, that's half sleepy. Oh, no, it is no tea. No, it's a big station. Again, train started. Oh, my, maybe next station. Next station also was not big. Oh, my, when will the tea come? When will the big station come? And we were just tongues hanging out. And we're feeling colder and colder. Anyway, then at last the train stopped and there was a big station. And Baba came all smiling, and then the butler came and put the tea tray on the window. Mm-hmm. And the Baba said, take it, all eat well, yes, and eat much as you can. And the tea, yes, Baba, we're so happy we took the train, like, I don't know how we took the things, so, like greedy things, you know, we took it inside, and we just, how we gobbled the thing, we're so cold and hungry and everything. And yes, cold means we wanted tea. Anyway, we started eating, you know, as fast as we could before the train started. And we had a lot of tea and toast and butter. And it was very nice. Oh, then Gavin was happy also.
Mm-hmm. The next meal we had when we reached
Dehradun was at Subhidra. Yes, and then Subhidra's place. Then when we reached Dehradun, you know, why? Getting colder and colder and colder because we're going north and north and weather. It's snowing in the mountains, in the Himalayas, we're going towards there, where Mussoorie and the mountains are, you know, Himalayas start from there. But it's getting more and more cold anyway, we huddled together again, but this time it's okay, we had tea, you know. And then we got down there to the station, Baba came, Baba said, you all stay in the waiting room, and when I tell you all, then you come, we'll go in the car is waiting, all that, but I'm talking to God. Yes, Baba, so we all went to this waiting room. There was another some Punjabi lady, she had worn Punjabi dress, but the whole thing was warm, thick material. These pants they were, you know, the Punjabi style like this, all warm, and she said warm, everything there. Nice. Anyway, we did have warm. But still, it was very funny. Anyway, but then Baba came along. Baba said, if you have even a piece of toast or anything that left over, sometimes a little bit left over, don't eat anything, you know. You're going to have very good food there. Yes, Baba, no. We said, yes, Baba, everything. Anyway, and Baba went and then he was talking to, this Kumar. And Kumar very first seen Baba and he was very much impressed with Baba and so on. It's a long story. And whatever they talked outside, you know. And then Baba got in the car and we went through Dehradun town and all that. And it was very nice. Last week, come over to our destination. All these days we're walking, looking forward to where are we going to be stationed, where are we going? We didn't know where we're going. Anyway, at last we came to Dehradun, so we knew we'll be stationed here. So, okay, Dehradun, nice place and all that. Then we went. Then Baba told us, very nice house, we're going to very nice. Nice house, yes. Maybe nice rooms, a little bit decent and all that. We didn't know how much the house will be nice. Nice house means just a little comfortable, just a few nice rooms and all that. So we were very happy to have a roof over our head because we didn't have a roof over our head all these days. So then we went and then our car traveled through all Dehradun town, yeah, like this. Right at the station, then all through the town we came, and then we came to a nice road. Not that congested road or too many shops or nothing. We crossed all that and came, turned. And we turned, it was nice, quiet, lovely road with somebody's bungalow, with garden, somebody's bungalow, with garden, gate, and all that. Oh, it's a nice locality, all this. And then when our car turned into a gate, oh, we couldn't believe. Lovely gate this is. And then we went on the driveway, our car dropped. Oh, what a lovely driveway. It's all like sand laid out, you know. And there was a lawn here, and there was, I don't know what kind of trees there. And then in front there was like orchard. And very lovely. The house itself was very lovely house. You couldn't believe I said, we are going to stay here? After all this walking and being like a fakir, and now we are going to have a lovely house. You couldn't believe our eyes. But still, when we got inside, it was a very lovely house, you know. The drawing room is very beautiful, this and that. But when we looked on the wall, all the lovely paintings had all brought down and put in a pack, some, you know, gathered in one place and piled up like that against the wall. We didn't know why is that? This is such a nice lovely place, and the paintings have all come down and all this. There was some piano and everything was there, sofa and whatnot. But Baba said, go inside the room and then shut the door. Yes, Baba. So we couldn't wait there. Of course, we went to the bedroom, that side of the bedroom. There was one set of bedroom this way. Then the drawing room, and the drawing room this side, Baba understood. So we all were huddled inside, got there, and then we shut the door. When we got there, the bedrooms were very lovely with all carpets and this and that. And Kavi came along, no, see, look, this, how nice is this? What is this? This electric stove. Electric stove, how lovely. How did you work it? Kavi then worked. Oh, this lovely burning fire. And here we were so cold. Now we have ready. You know, this. So it was, I said, I made warm water for Baba. I brought out the things, you know, and the flask also. We had, and I made water warm because Baba liked, in the school, Baba likes lukewarm water drinks. It was very nice. So I put the thing on it, very nice, and we could stay in this nice place and so on. Very happy with ourselves. And we went around to see, oh, lovely bathing rooms and this, the two. How nice. Then we can have a baths here and clean ourselves, wash our hair and whatnot, this and that. We're all building up castles in the air, no? And anyway, yes, and we're all very very happy with ourselves and so on. Then Gavi went out, after 5 minutes, Gavi went out because she has to go where Baba is to bring back messages and tell us something, go back. She must go to Baba and all. So she went there, she went with Mandi and she heard what was being said, and Baba turned around and told her something. And then she came inside. She said, girls, don't you all unpack. No, we have to leave tomorrow. Leave tomorrow? No, Baba, I'm not going to leave tomorrow. I said, we've come up to this nice house now. I'm not going to leave tomorrow. We've got nice bathing rooms. We want to get comfortable here, you know, sort of everything washed. I said, I don't know, Baba told me to tell you all that. We can't say no to that. Of course we can't. But I mean, send Baba in, send, I want to speak to Baba. So then, Gavi went out and asked Baba to come. Mira wants to speak to her. So Baba came up and said, what is? I said, Baba, we are already here. The house is nice. Can't we stay for 2 days at least? And then we want to wash our hair. We have our clothes to wash. There's so many things to learn. And this is a place that is very convenient. The running water, there is the lovely taps and bathrooms and all this. And this is the only place where... And because I knew from this place when we went, it won't be a nice place. And it turned out to be that, you know? So Baba said, all right, we'll ask. Yes, Baba. So Baba went outside and talked to the Mandali and all that and made arrangements with the Kumar. This, can we stay 2 more days? Is this okay? And all that. And Kumar said, yes, if you want to stay 2 more days, yes, of course, it's okay. Like that, he must have said to Baba. So Baba came and said, yes, yes, we can stay here. So I think we stayed there for at least 4 days. Must be 4 or 5 days. Yes. And anyway, it was very nice. However cold it was, the bedroom was nice and warm, there were carpets, everything. It was very nice. In the morning when the sun came, it came on a veranda. Everything, very nice it was. And next morning we got a stove ready, everything pumped in, and you know, a lot of water, bath water, this and that. We all got very busy because after bathing, we must wash our clothes, barbers and this and that, everything. We didn't do much. We all doing, and we're busy on this big veranda that was all lattice such a way that from the gate, if people came around the lawn, that you could see them, but they couldn't see us, so it was very nice. So here we were doing our job like this. You know, what you say? Making water hot and each one having bath in this bathroom, that bathroom, washing hair, and then all that. We would look at the sun. Yes, it's not raining. The sun is light. So we were trying.